Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, y'all. I am so excited. It is episode number 50. Can you believe it? 50 episodes. I have been rocking this podcast over a year. I hope that you have found value in some of the things, maybe one thing that I have said. I hope it's enriched your life in some way to give you hope and motivation, strengthen your faith. That is my prayer every day, that I can help share something that will help you in your life. I thought it would be fun, since it is episode 50, that I would just give a little reintroduction about me and my life and how I got to where I am. So here we go. Have you been knocked down and felt like you couldn't get back up? I used to be the president of that club. I had to learn to put on my big girl pants because life doesn't always give us what we planned or hoped for. We spend a lot of time wanting, wishing, dreaming for what we want. Love, a great career, kids, adventure, travel, food, friends. I want to start a conversation with you today about what it really means to face life and all it brings. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Clint and I met in 2001. It didn't matter that I had big plans. As soon as I saw him, I knew I wanted to make babies with him. I was young and naive, and he was just 2 years older, but I was undeniably love drunk. There was a hitch, however, and it just wasn't in his step. Cancer. Clint walked with a slight sway, because earlier he had had his right hip crest removed after they discovered a chondrosarcoma tumor, otherwise known on the street as sucky rare bone cancer. It didn't faze me. In 2 weeks, I was head over heels in love with this handsome German ox. A family member, hearing of everything, heard, "You're not going to marry him, are you? What if his cancer comes back?" But that wasn't even a factor I considered. Cancer wouldn't scare me away. I loved him, and that didn't matter. The following year, we were married. We started chasing the American dream, and cancer was in our rearview mirror. We thought, we will be happy after college graduation. We will be happy when we have enough in our savings account. Heck, most days I thought we will be happy even if we have some in our savings account. I just knew to truly be happy, I only needed one thing, a garage. Instead, with our third baby at just 8 months old, we got a sucker punch to the gut. After 11 years of remission, Clint's cancer had returned. We were pursued just like Frodo was by the Dark Riders. Unfortunately, Clint's kind of cancer was really rare, and there was no proven way to treat successfully. All they did was surgically remove it. That was our only option, as well as experimental chemos. Cancer held us hostage, stealing away our present happiness and joy. Every 3 months, our scans would show evidence of new disease. We were ready for another surgery or recovering from a previous one. Cancer had not only taken hold of our happiness, but it had decided to build a metropolis in my dream man as he fought his hardest to show up every day for his tribe. But we held out hope that we would get a miracle. Who needed a garage? My happiness conditions changed. There was only one prerequisite now for happiness, I thought. I knew for sure I could be happy when his cancer was gone. I was a business owner, caretaker, mother of three. I found myself eating my feelings. I was depressed and 30 pounds overweight. We decided when I looked in the mirror one day that I was going to quit wasting the time that I had now by pining away for what might happen. I decided to exercise and take care of myself. I hated to run, but I put my sneakers on for road therapy and crossed the finish line of 2 marathons and over 10 half marathons. I could run for Clint because he couldn't. I'm tired didn't seem like an adequate excuse for me to sit on the couch anymore when I would look over at Clint, wishing he could exercise and using an oxygen cannula to get air. As the weight and depression faded, a realization hit me. If I just waited for cancer to be gone to be happy, I might never be. We decided we would choose happiness, even though our life was considered by many to not be worthy of happiness. The more we chose to focus on the good, the more good we had and the happier we became. In March of 2014, we were told cancer had spread to his lungs, and we learned that happiness wasn't conditional on our extenuating circumstances. We had learned the secret to happiness. It is within our grasp at all times, independently of our problems or successes, and so is it for you. We looked for every opportunity to respond to bad news with, at least our pets' heads aren't falling off. Clinton got progressively worse, and our happiness increased. How is that possible? Because we discovered it is not what life brings to you. It is what you bring to life. One day it became depressingly dark outside. We wouldn't let the kids out. The storm was brewing. It was raining cats and dogs. I turned to Clint and we grabbed each other's hands and we went outside and we danced in the rain. We motioned for our kids who were shocked watching us from the window pane. I saw the light of the stars in their eyes as they ran out. And we did ring around the rosies and we played in the rain. And I knew in that moment, it was perfect. Not in spite of the rain, but because of the rain. Just like my life, it was perfect because I had Clint and the kids in it. I didn't need a clean scan or a clean house to make me happy any longer. Clint ended up having 12 surgeries, endless rounds of doctor's appointments, experimental chemos. His body started to look like a surgical roadmap. He passed away in 2015. Would you want to know when you were going to die? Newsflash, we are all terminal. But here's the key that Tolkien himself shared. All we have to do is decide what to do with the time that is given to us. I want to share 3 tips to help you put on your own big girl pants. The secret to happiness is appreciating the small things that light up our life. The touch of a loved one, the warmth of the sunshine, the giggle of little children. Gratitude is an actual power. Remember all the hard things you've already accomplished. Remember what you've overcome in your lifetime. This can give you hope. That can make it so you can make it through another hard time. You can choose to see the light, even in the darkest of times. Guy Finley says, if you want light to come into your life, you need to stand where it's shining. I learned life isn't the things that make us happy. It isn't the places we go, the people we go with. We can choose to see the light. We can choose to be the light. Like a wise wizard once said, some believe it is only great power that can hold evil in check. But that is not what I have found. I have found it is in the small deeds of everyday, ordinary folk that keep the darkness at bay. There's light and happiness all around you, even in the darkest of times. I know it. I have no guarantee what will happen tomorrow. Neither do you. Don't put off your happiness. Do you need help getting through something hard? Go to my website, CamilleBauer.com, and there it is, front and center, 4 days, 4 ways to help you turn your setbacks into setups for success. I have learned through a hard knock life that you can choose to be happy. Life can punch you in the gut. It can leave you thinking and keep going, how can I do this? But I'm telling you, the hardest of times are gift-wrapped opportunities for you. If you choose to accept that gift, if you choose to view it as an invitation, if you RSVP to that invitation, you will be stronger, more capable to tackle any challenge that comes your way. If God puts you to it, He can get you through it. And I know that I'm a better person because of my challenges. And if you need a little extra help, you could check out my website, CamilleBauer.com. And right in front and center on my main page is my free program for 4 days, 4 ways to help you turn setbacks into setups. And it's just my tips and tricks of what I have learned that has helped me through any hard times change my perspective. But I love you guys, and I hope you're doing good, and I'll talk to you next week. Remember, no matter what, put on your big girl pants.